I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Help! Everybody needs it sometimes. Help to stand on your own 2 feet, or to wait until things work out, or to start all over again, or maybe again and again. Help to hold on in a storm. Help to do what you have never done before, or to be what you want to be. Everybody needs help every now and then. Good athletes benefit from the help of coaches, and leaders benefit from mentors. In the ancient Greek story, the Odyssey, mentor is the name of a trusted friend. In Ulysses' absence, mentor educates, nurtures, protects, and guides his son into adulthood. He is described as an old man, a shepherd of the people, who was often impersonated by Athena. The attributes of God reflect the functionalities of a mentor. God, as a parent, is a counselor, a guide, a teacher, a liberator, who becomes incarnate through Jesus Christ. Jesus teaches us about God's care and our responsibility to each other. So, Jesus is a mentor, rabbi, teacher. He reminds his mentees who they are. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 16. Jesus calls them his friends. He shows them what to do, demonstrates it for them, and then commissions them to do it the same. By the time we get to the 10th chapter of Matthew, Jesus explains the mentoring relationship, that the student is not above the teacher, just as the servant is not above the master. It is enough for the student to be like his teacher. A mentor is a trusted advisor. The basic mentoring relationship is friendship with someone who has more experience or acts as a guide to a less experienced person. This may be done in regards to a profession, a job, a career, a developmental stage, or in your spiritual walk. A mentor functions as a teacher who enhances the mentee's skills and intellectual development. They can act as a sponsor, someone who may use their influence for the mentee's entry or advancement in career. A mentor is a guide or a host, someone who welcomes and initiates another into a job or occupation. He or she acquaints them with his values, customs, resources, and of course, the cast of characters. A mentor is expected to set an example. I mean, they should be able to inspire a person to desire to emulate them. They should be a person someone can admire. Mentors provide wise counsel and moral support in time of stress. They are facilitators to someone else's vision, dreams, goal, or vocation. The mentor also acts as a challenge in the complex relationship between mentor and mentee. They may find themselves in a position where they must push, probe, act, and challenge, suggesting alternative ways. They may have to hug, hold, and cajole every now and then. The mentoring process can take the form of peer counseling, formal or informal networking, support groups outside of the regular leadership matrix, letter writing, telephone calls, emailing, yeah, even Twitter or Facebook. Yeah, that's long distance mentoring. Mentoring can take place through casual, trusted relationship or by collecting and recollecting stories, telling each other about them. An emerging consensus is the importance of mentoring and being mentored. Today, if you have a mentor, pray that God will use them wisely to build you up in a positive way. If you don't have a mentor, ask the Lord to guide you to that mentor, someone who can sow seeds of greatness into your life. And if you have no earthly mentor, understand that Jesus Christ is the mentor to all of us. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.